Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to radio.dominican.edu. Picture this. We're giving you the game of the week. Our Dominican Penguins takes on the visiting opponent, the California Baptist University Lancers. They are the newest member of the 10-team PacWest Conference this season. They currently lead the PacWest in offensive field goal percentage with 48%, defensive field goal three-point percentage with 28%, offensive rebounding and scoring and rebounding margin. The Lancers are led by Luke Evans, who is the league's fifth leading scorer with 15 a game and second leading rebounder with 7. He's a forward. Last meeting between the Penguins and Cal Baptist was on November 14, 2008. Dominican was ranked number 21 in the NAIA Division II, having won 5 of the previous 6 California Pacific Conference titles. The Lancers won that game 67-60. Dominican seniors Mark Lewis and Xavier Muldrow, then freshmen, scored 4 and 2 points, respectively, off the bench. Cal Baptist leads the all-time series 6-1. Dominican's only win over the Lancers was a 62-61 victory in Riverside on November 4th. Ladies and gentlemen, you're thinking about the new kid on the block. That's Ricky Wooford. After scoring only 31 points in his first 11 games this season, Ricky Wooford has scored 31 in his last 2 games, leading the Penguins to a pair of upset wins. He connected on 11 of 15 shots, 73% from the floor, and 4 of 7, 57% on three-point range in those upsets. After shooting 37% from the floor and 20% from three-point range in the first 11 games.
The huge part of tonight, Piob, the Penguins are 2-0 in conference, having won 2 upset games. The first one Tuesday night, just last Tuesday, over Grand Canyon, followed 2 nights later, which was 2 nights ago, Thursday night, against Dixie State, where they won in overtime. Both games, the Penguins were expected to lose. Both games, the Penguins won. And that puts the Penguins at 2-0 in conference. Cal Baptist comes in tonight 3-0 in conference. Yeah. We want to welcome everybody listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Watching this on Marin Cable in the Marin County area and live on America One. If you'd like to watch the game live, fans, you can do so by going to DominicanAthletics.com. We are ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, Piob, here we go. Penguin basketball on the air. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn with you, Patrick Kayab-Yab, my lovable sidekick off to my left, and a shout-out to Scott Calhoun and Hunter Horenstein, broadcasting tonight for Marin Cable.
Switch.
Is it on? Then leave it. 20 minutes overhead. We have the Cal Baptist University visiting Tim Collins, the Lancers. Coach Collins will be sending out number 10, Connor Isley, a 6'2" junior out of Gilbert, Arizona. A 6'7 junior, number 11, is Alexander Milovic, a 6'7 junior. Number 15 is Andrew Fisk, a 6'5 junior out of Riverside. Justice Von Wright, a 6'3 senior, is number 22. He's out of Arcadia, California, up north. And number 40 is Luke Evans, a 6'8 junior out of Oceanside. For the Dominicans, the undefeated Dominicans, I might add, Piot. Under head coach Booker T. Harris, Coach Harris is assisted by Rich Mendoza, Kurt Bond, and Jeff Sickler. He'll be sending out the junior sensation, the 5'9" junior, Ricky Wofford, out of Bakersfield. Out of San Francisco, at 6'2", the senior, number 32, is Xander McNally. Next out, for Coach Harris, At 6'8", the 220 junior. Out of Santa Rosa, number 41 is Jacob Neusat. At 6'6", out of Redlands, the junior. Number 42 is Jamal Clark. And coming out now to round things out for Coach Harris, number 43 is Connor Haysbert at 6'8", the sophomore out of Sacramento. Haysbert. Both teams out on the floor. Piab is in position and ready to go. So far, Booker T. Harris undefeated in the Conlin Center.
Sorry for the hesitation. I needed to knock on wood. This is a big game, Stu.
This is huge. It's the CalPAC Game of the Week, by the way. I'd like to welcome everybody across the CalPAC listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins come up big. They are tied in first place with Chaminade, BYU Hawaii, and Cal Baptist. Dominican are 3-10 overall, but 1-10 from the preseason. That doesn't really matter. What matters is what's going on right now.
Penguins are out on the floor now, along with the Lancers, to get the tip off. In the middle for the DUs is going to be Neusat. Up against Luke Evans. Neusat 6'8", Evans 6'8". And the difference? 5 pounds in favor of Neusat. Number 20 minutes overhead. Here's the tip off in the middle. Neusat ready to jump out. Tips it out. A delayed tip. Lancer ball. Lancers attacking. The Northern Hoop at the Conlin Center, moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard, are the Lancers. Top of the key now. Lancers work it outside. Just feeling things out. 15 seconds into it. Three ball on the way. Short. Penguins can't get the rebound. Luke Evans, tallest player on the Lancers team, hauls in the rebound. 30 seconds in, no score. Left side, Connor Isley. Now they work it down low, baseline, up and under, off the glass. No. Loose ball. Lancers again. 40 seconds into it, Piab, and the Lancers are winning all of the rebounding battles so far. Cal Baptist now. The Lancers in the house. Working it outside. 20 on the shot clock, Isley. Up on his feet, Booker T. Harris. Isley heaves it across the court. Three ball, Justice Von Wright, and that one goes down. And to open the game with 1 minute in exactly, 3 minutes.
This is just like the first pitch. You need that first strike, and CBU got it.
Yep, 3-0, I should say, not 3 minutes. Now it's tipped into the backcourt almost. Jamal Clark saves it from going into the backcourt. Ricky Wofford's got it. 15 on the shot clock. Wofford takes a three ball himself, yes.
He just answered and he shook his head. He said, not in my house, Von Wright.
Penguin fans are loving it. Three up, fans. After Wofford answers the big tray ball. Wofford was out there at 22. He's a right wing specialist. That Wofford has really, really been a great get this year for Coach Harris. Now they work it down low. CBU's got it. Another three ball, and so far, Justice Von Wright has scored all 6 points. 18 minutes to go in the first half. Wofford brings it up. Across the middle. Back off to right. Wofford takes his position down low in the post. Now he squirts back up. Wofford's off ball, just slamming into everybody. Haysbert's got it on the right elbow. Drives in right side, all alone. Haysbert shoots it up. No. Neusat between the legs, and they're going to give it to the Penguins. Nope, Lancers, as it ends up in the Lancer bench.
Bottom line, watch out for Von Wright. Come on, he's the only one making it. Von Wright, so far, 2-for-3 from three-point range.
PacWest Conference fans, I may have mentioned the CalPAC. Thank you, Avery. But I meant the PacWest. Of course, it's been a couple years since the Penguins played in the
travel.
In the CalPAC. It's the PacWest Conference. Since the Penguins have transferred over to the NC2A, our first full year in the NC2A as bona fide postseason possible players. And that is, in the first two exploratory years of the PacWest Conference, not the CalPAC Conference, PacWest Conference. We're entitled to play in the postseason should we make it that far. Penguins on the unforced turnover, get the ball back. 6-3. Xander McNally's got it high dribbling. He walks with it. No? Foul is off ball called against Cal Baptist. I may have said Cal Baptist, not Cal Pack. I'm going to have to go back to the tape. I'm glad Avery Jaffrey's listening to us down there in Palm Springs to make sure we're saying everything properly. 6-3, the Penguins trail, but the D's have the ball. Off to our left. Pack West, NC2A conference play tonight. The Pack West game of the week. Cal Baptist is in the house. That's a lot of cows.
Yep.
Left side, Wofford goes up. Neusent, no, but in perfect position is Connor Haysbert. 6-5, the DUs managed to transfer the score, or at least gain on the score. Down to the end, Cal Baptist has it. They bring it up. Good save. Isley drives in up against Haysbert against Luke Evans. No, it's on Wofford. I thought that was going to be on Connor Haysbert, Pia.
Wofford was looking for a jump ball. He even had two in the day. So coming up is Luke Evans. Luke Evans is a monster. Misses the first one. Well, maybe he could be stopped, but Luke Evans is a monster, ladies and gentlemen. He finished with 24 points against the Urban Knights of San Francisco in famous Kezar Stadium. He nails the second one, 7-5. Penguins down 2, 16 minutes, 22 seconds.
Fans, if you'd like to interact.
Wofford traveled. Oh, man, we can't have these turnovers. Go ahead, Stu.
If you'd like to interact with us, fans, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. You can send us an IM. Our screen name is DUC Radio. DUC Radio on the AOL Instant Messenger. Hit us up right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Penguins still down 7-5. Isley will give it up. Back to Isley. 20 on the shot clock. Here's Von Wright. Misses his third three-point shot, and they're going to call for a travel, but Luke Evans didn't. They're going to say Luke Evans didn't travel, so Isley will get possession. There's a reshot on the shot clock. Reset on the shot clock. Isley with the ball. Back to Von Wright. There's a turnover, and here comes McNally. He could fly, and he floats one up, and there's a rebound by Von Wright. Von Wright loses the ball, and he comes up with it again. And here comes Isley. Connor Isley, Jr. out of Gilbert, Arizona. 7-5 still, folks. 21 on the shot clock. Back to Von Wright. Von Wright will give it to the big man, Evans, and he walked with it. We have a media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Radio.Dominican.edu.
West basketball from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabia, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Welcoming everyone listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, both teams are shooting the ball at 40%. Ricky Wofford will bring it in. 7-5. Penguins down 2 to Neusent. Their go-to man, he walked with it as well. So both of the star players for both teams walked with it. Neusent walked with it, and same with Luke Evans. Luke Evans from Oceanside. It's near Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen. CBU will give it in. Isley will have it. 15 minutes flat to go in the first half. Megs is in. The breakout center. There's a fake. They'll give it to Evans. He's fouled on the inside. And we're going to check who this is on. It's going to be on 32, Xander McNally. Luke Evans. This is McNally's first. Early in the game, this is Dominican's second team foul, and Evans misses the first one. Evans so far, 2-for-4 from the line. Evans second, or fourth in the night. Nails that one to go. Megs inbounds, and here comes Wofford. 8-5, ladies and gentlemen. Penguins down 3. 14-14 left in the half. Here comes McNally. to Clark. Clark mishandled the ball. 23 on the shot clock. Clark picks up his dribble, gives it to the freshman Megs. Megs gets it tipped out. It will be Penguin ball, and checking in is the sophomore Miles Carrillo, and he'll check in for Ricky Wofford. 8-5 the score, 14-30. The man from San Francisco, California will inbound. That's Carrillo. He'll have the ball. Carrillo gives it to McNally. 10 on the shot clock, 9. McNally in trouble, 7. 6, gives it to Neusett. Neusett has 4. He'll shoot the fadeaway. Gets that back iron. 8-5, Penguins down 3. In transition is CBU.
Boy, Luke Evans with another big rebound. That dude is huge, and he has big hops.
No, he's huge. So far, they're out-rebounding the Penguins. CBU has possession with 20 on the shot clock. 13:58 in the half. To Deeb. Deeb in trouble. Gives it back to Isley. Isley with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it up. Deeb. Isley. Patterson drives the lane. Finds possession. No, with one in the shot clock, the Penguins get possession. Carrillo has the ball. 13:34 in the half. McNally gives it to Carrillo. 22 on the shot clock. They're trying to find a man in motion. So far, they're playing a 2-3 zone. Megs mid-range, off back iron, and coming up with the rebound is CBU. 8-5 remains the score. Deeb traveled. He walked with it. 35 seconds on the shot clock, and checking in is the three-point specialist. I'll say from now on, three-point specialist, Jeff Rarucha. And Mark Lewis. And here come the Penguins. Here comes Carrillo, the sophomore. With 29 in the shot clock, they're trying to find Jeff. They can't. They give it to Mark Lewis. 23 on the shot clock. Neusett double team. And that's tipped away by CBU. Remains Penguin ball. So far, people have not scored. Both teams haven't scored for 3 minutes. 12:57 in the half, folks. Rarucha will inbound. They're going to give it to Carrillo. Carrillo will shake and bake. He gives it to Rarucha. Rarucha will drive with the ball. Back to Carrillo. 14 on the shot clock. They want to give it to Jake. They can't. Carrillo, good point guard, doesn't force anything. 7 on the shot clock. Megs, pump fakes. He'll take it in himself. He'll get a trip to the line.
Boy, Rarucha was wide open out on the right wing, and Carrillo just didn't see him out there. And you want to see if Rarucha can get going hot again like he did in the last game against Dixie, where he opened up with a deuce and then hit the next 3 threes in a row. You want to give Jeff Rarucha, the new guy on the team, an opportunity to come unglued again like he did the other night.
Meg's first one's good. He's the freshman. Darchanian Megs from Lake Elsinore, California, wears 23, Michael Jordan's number. Let's see if he could be the Michael Jordan for the Penguin in years to come. Second one on their way. Gets that one to go. 8-7, Penguins down 1. 12 minutes, 39 seconds left in the half. They're running a full court press now. Rarucha on top. 28 seconds on the shot clock. CBU gets it in. Ivan Patterson has it back to Deeb. Running the point is Deeb. Back to Patterson. Back to Jury. Jury with 14 on the shot clock. Deeb to Jury. 11. Deeb, 3 ball. Off back iron. Lewis with the long rebound. Long hands by Lewis. Lewis has been clutch in big games. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Carrillo. 8-7. Penguins down 1. 12 minutes flat in the half. Rarucha back to Carrillo. Carrillo. Puts up the number 4. He's calling out a new play. Back to Rarucha, back to Megs. So far, Coach Booker T. Harris going young. Megs to Carrillo. He's looking for someone. He'll cause penetration to Neusett. It's tipped, and it will be Penguin ball with 4 to shoot in the clock. 8-7, Penguins down. They're going to put in McNally. They're going small. Media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. We're keeping it here in Marin TV. Ladies and gentlemen, you are watching our Dominican Penguins face off against Cal Baptist, the Pac West game of the week. Stu, Penguins down one. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that the Penguins have a few tricks up their sleeve. Raruch has yet to take a shot. The last game, two nights ago, right here at the Conlin Center, fans, Jeff Raruch opened up with a big deuce. Hadn't seen him shoot anything. Opened up with a big deuce, followed up with three balls in a row. As soon as he missed one, the coach yanked him. That is play the hot hand as long as he's hot. As soon as he missed one, pull him out, bring somebody else in, and see if that can make a difference. We haven't seen Raruch shoot tonight. He may get going right away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you have missed last game, Raruch was 4-for-8 from three-point range. He had 12. This guy could heat it up, but I think they know that. Cal Baptist knows that. They have defenders all over Raruch, making sure he doesn't get on the three-point range. So far, Penguins down one with four on the shot clock, and the Penguins are ready to go. In the first half, both teams, again, they're 2-for-7. They're identical twins. They're 28%. But Penguins down one. It's because of the missed free throws.
11:39 to go, fans. 8-7. And the Penguins now have the ball on the long end. They bring it in. And a violation, some three-second violation on the Penguins. And the ball will go back to CBU.
CBU will retain possession. And here comes CBU. 11:35 left in the half. Under pressure. Deanne has the ball. It's tipped by a Penguin. It will remain Cal Baptist ball. You have to love the defense that the Penguins have. They have quick hands, and they're going young. You have Carrillo. You have Arucha. They're both sophomores, and you have D'Artagnan Meigs, who's a freshman. Meigs has been breaking through the Penguin lineup. He's been working his way up. 11:28 in the half, folks. 8-7, Penguins down one. Ball to Deeb. Deeb missed a long three earlier. Now with possessions, Evans. Luke Evans has that. That was easy for him. Luke Evans stands at 6'8". D'Artagnan Meigs stands at 6'5". 10-7, Penguins down three. 11:12 left in the game. Lewis has the ball back to McNally. 24 on the shot clock. They swing it around. They give it to Raruch. Back to McNally. McNally finds the open man, Carrillo. Carrillo doesn't want to shoot it. Finds Meigs, mid-range J. Meigs been delivery from that. He's been cookies. Can't get that one to go. And there's going to be a foul. It's going to be a foul on Cal Baptist.
No, I think it's going to be called on Xander McNally. He's hit the deck.
Xander McNally, his second, team's third. It's the Penguins' third team foul. Yeah, McNally jumped into him. 10-7, folks. 3-point lead Cal Baptist has. Full court pressure again created by the Penguins. 27 seconds in the shot clock. Deeb with the ball. Back to Jury. Back to Patterson. Back to Jury. Three ball. Off front iron. And the Penguins do not get possession. Cal Baptist does. Three ball Deeb. One more time. He's got it. 13-7. Penguins down six with 10 minutes, 27 to go. Raruch wants to shoot badly. Back to Carrillo. To Lewis. Lewis finding the man in motion is Wolford. They throw it away. Penguins cannot have these turnovers against the 3-0 CBU team.
Well, I don't know what happened there. Wofford was going toward the sideline. A bullet pass from the chest of Mark Lewis, and Wofford just couldn't handle it. It just kind of slipped through his fingertips.
It looked that Wofford was pushed, but they're going to say the Penguins turned it over. Deeb with the ball, guarded by Jamal Clark. He stands at 6'6", Clark does. Finds the cutting Patterson, and those are two easy shots the Penguins cannot allow. The Penguins are in a bit of a funk. They can't get anything going on offense. 10 minutes to go. Ricky trying to find someone. He gets Lewis. They're trying to find cutters. Lewis directing traffic now. 23 on the shot clock. Penguins down 15-7 to Wolford. With a defender in his face, he thinks three ball, doesn't. Lewis with 14, he traveled. Penguins have delivered two turnovers in a row. Neusat will check in for Jamal Clark. They're going big. And Muldrow will direct traffic. He'll get check in for Lewis. Muldrow, known for speed. 15-7, Penguins down eight. 9 minutes, 44 to go. This isn't the start the Penguins wanted. So far, they've been battling, and they're keeping it to seven, to single digits.
Mark Lewis got called on the walk there and then immediately got yanked. Boy, there's not much room for error when you stutter step.
Deeb is on fire.
Yep.
He nailed a three ball and he nailed a mid-range J, and calling a timeout is Coach Booker T. Harris at a good time. 17-7, Penguins trail. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pac West game of the week. Cal Baptist against Dominican University. So far, Cal Baptist has a double-digit lead, 17-7. 9 minutes, 20 to go. Wolford gives it to Connor Haysbert. They get a cutting Wolford. Wolford with the ball again. 17-7 still. Gives it to Carrillo. 16 on the shot clock. Carrillo to Muldrow. Muldrow, a speedy, speedy point guard. Gives it back to Wolford, and he gets fouled.
Ivan Patterson is playing such massive defense, Piab, and he finally got rung up on one there by reaching in on Wolford.
Wolford so far has been quiet after he made the first three ball for the Penguins. There's a reset on the shot clock, 35 on the shot clock. 9 minutes, 17-7. Penguins down 10. Carrillo with the ball. They're trying to give it to Neusat, but Evans has massive D on him. Carrillo gets penetration, finds Muldrow. Thinking shot, he does. Floater, rebounded by Evans. Evans is owning Neusat down low. They can't find Neusat at all. Here's the shot, Jury. Mid-range, no. 17-7. Score remains, 8:30 left in the game.
Well, I love how Haysbert jumped up there and got that rebound, just flung the elbows.
What a no-look pass that was, Jacob Neusat to Connor Haysbert. 17-9, Penguins down 8. They give it to single digits.
Haysbert pulls down the rebound and gets himself in position to finger roll one home.
Deeb is on fire, and now they bring in the speedy Muldrow to guard him. 21 on the shot clock. Spin move Evans. Shot, no, doesn't go. Rebound, Patterson. They're hacking on him. Patterson mid-range. Gets that one to go.
Wow, how could he do that amid heavy traffic? Patterson with great patience.
You called it, Stu. That was great patience. He was looking for someone, then he shoots it. 19-9, Penguins down 10. 7:45 in the game. Muldrow to Carrillo. 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 19 on the shot clock. They force it to Neusat. That's off Evans. It will remain Penguin ball with 7:35 left in the half. Checking in is Connor Isley. We have a media timeout. We'll keep it here. No, we'll take it back to the studio, radio.dominican.edu. So far, ladies and gentlemen, the Penguins cannot get the lid off the bucket again. They're down 19-9 with 7 minutes 35 to go in the half. There have been turnovers all around. Penguins with 5, CBU with 4. And both teams shooting it at a low percentage. Penguins shooting it at 30. And CBU shooting it at 46. Wolford, the point guard, will drive with 10 on the shot clock. Mid-range, Haysbert can't. Neusat with heavy hustle finds Haysbert. He gets fouled. He'll get a trip to the line. And oh my goodness, Haysbert's face has a look of intensity. If someone's hungry, he's ready to eat. Haysbert stands in at 6'8". He's a sophomore. And he's a stud, ladies and gentlemen. And he's got 2 to shoot. His first one is ready to go. Can't get that one to go. That was his first free throw attempt. Connor is 2 for 3 on the game. And he has a total of 4 points in 11 minutes. 19-9 remains the score. Checking in for CBU is number 11. That's Alexander Milovich, the international student. Nails a second, Haysbert does. 1 for 2, 50% from the line for today. 19-10, Penguins down 9.
Harris going big, Piab, with the two big men, and Haysbert and Neusat.
This is for defensive pressure, and that's what happened there. CBU retains possession after the loose ball. 20 on the shot clock. 7 minutes, 5 seconds to go with Isley with the ball.
It's a very interesting look, fans. You've got the twin towers in Neusat and Haysbert, and then 3 small, fast guys in Xavier Muldrow, Ricky Wofford, and Miles Carrillo.
3 seconds on the shot clock. Shot, Milovic, three. Rebound, Haysbert, fighting. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Penguin ball. You see the referees there. They're telling both Evans and Connor Haysbert to stop fighting for the ball, because if that doesn't, it would get ugly, because these guys are 6'8".
Yeah, they're both gigantic. They both diving after the ball at the same time. They both had a hold of it, but wisely, they called it a jump ball, and the Penguins do get it back.
19-10 remains the score. Muldrow, the guard, will give it to Derek Ober. Derek Ober gets his first playing time in two games. Muldrow with 16 on the shot clock. You got Penguins in motion. Muldrow almost threw it away. Haysbert in trouble. Gives it back to Muldrow. 9 on the shot clock. Finds Carrillo. 7. They need to find someone. 5. Finds it. Mid-range, Jay. Touch. Reset of the shot clock. Muldrow with the ball, but he turns it over. He turns it over, and there's a foul. Reach in, Haysbert. Haysbert has to find a way of composure. I know he got hit in the face. He's rubbing his nose, but he has to find a look of composure. With 6:08 to go in the half, the Penguins are still fighting. They got the lead to single digits. 19-10. That's been their killer. That's Von Wright. Quick hands, Muldrow. You got Muldrow on Von Wright for speed. Von Wright could shoot it, but Muldrow's there for quick hands. And you see what he did there.
He's a foot taller than Muldrow, but Muldrow is so fast, he makes up for it.
Look, Muldrow could play. And they call, that's a smart timeout. A good defensive look by the Penguins. And Ober has great, great intensity coming off the bench. Penguins down 19-10. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican.edu. Welcome back. Pac West game of the week. Penguins down 19-10 with 5:55 to go in the half. Ober playing big time D. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Patterson trying to cross over Carrillo. He does. He finds an open lane and he gets that one to go.
He is so fast. I can't believe how easily he made that move through traffic.
Patterson, he stands in at 6'4". He's a sophomore. And he just showed his speed against the sophomore Carrillo. Muldrow known for his speed. Penguins down 21-10. 5:28 to go. Ober calling for a guard. He's calling for motion. He could handle, and he could score as well. He stopped his dribble, and he turned it over. And he's fighting. He's coming back with Patterson. Patterson lays that one in. 23-10. Penguins down 13.
Patterson doesn't miss many, does he?
Well, from up close, he doesn't. And here comes Carrillo. 23-10, and Patterson with the quick hands. He's so fast. Muldrow will give the opening to Jacob Neusat. He'll dunk that in. 23-12, Penguins down 11.
That was a great steal and a pass from beyond midcourt, a bullet pass from beyond midcourt. Neusat all alone under the bucket, and then two-handed hammer jammed it in.
Look, Ober hasn't played for two games. If he wants to play, he has to stop giving away turnovers.
Yeah, you're right. The only way you get minutes is to get in there and make the most of your time.
23-12, Penguins down, 13 on the shot clock. There's a travel, and the Penguins have the ball. Subbing out, Jamal Clark, Ricky Wofford. Well, Derek Ober will remain in the game. He is in for scoring. This man is from Dayton, Ohio. He's seen LeBron James play. He's a big LeBron James fan, and he wears 24. He could score like Kobe Bryant. I'm big on Derek Ober. I've seen him play in the preseason. This guy's huge. Ball on Ober.
Ober hasn't gotten a lot of minutes this year. Not so far, not at home anyway.
No, he hasn't.
So he's going to get a chance to show himself tonight, but so far he's given the ball away too many times. I'd like to see him catch fire, because you're right. When he's warming up, he's amazing.
Wofford gets that ball tipped. Jamal Clark has the ball on the right time, but they can't convert. 23-12, Penguins down 11. 3:55 to go. Isley tries a crossover on Muldrow. You can't do that to the speedy Muldrow. They get Neusat in the air. Patterson gets the offensive rebound, and he gets the foul and one. It's going to be 25-12. If Patterson nails this one, then CBU will be up by 15.
It's been all Patterson all night, folks. Penguins trail. We're back in 30. Radio.Dominican.edu.
late. We are back. Ricky Wofford picked up his second foul. Radio.Dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kayabyab. Stuart Horn is alongside with me. And coming in for a three-point play is Patterson. Patterson's been killing the Penguins in three straight possessions. The score is 25-12 with 3:44 left. Patterson set first free throw for a three-point play. Can't. And with the rebound is Neusat. Wofford will call the play. They give it to Muldrow. Back to Wofford, back to Ober. Ober wants to do something with it. He calls for the ball. He gives it to Clark. 20 seconds on the shot clock. They give it to Muldrow. Ober thinks three. He'll put it on the floor. 14 on the shot clock. Ober throws it away.
Intended for Xavier Muldrow, but Ober chucked it away again. And he's just off on the offensive side of things right now.
Look, Ober's thinking about minutes. You know that. He hasn't played in two games.
Gotta be.
That's what, he's just nervous. He knows he could play. He just wants time.
Let me just relax a little bit. He'll be all right.
25-12. Penguins down 13. 3 minutes to go. Vaughn Wright guarded by Ober. To Isley. 19. Patterson with the ball. He gives it to Vaughn Wright. Vaughn Wright three. He's got that one. Penguins down 16. 28-12. 2:51 to go. The Penguins cannot find anything on offense so far. They've been stuck at 12 for a good 4 minutes. They give it to Jake. Jake in double team. Ober three ball. He gets that one to go. If you want minutes, you make that one, young fella. Lock and load. He's got it. 28-15. Penguins down 13. That was huge.
That was huge.
That 12-point 13-point deficit. Penguins are trailing. And there's the turnover. Muldrow will get it in himself. Layup. Foul on Isley. Oh, man. Almost had a three-point play. He could have went for an alley-oop to Jake, but that was too risky, and especially at a time when you're down 13. So Muldrow.
The bucket didn't count. It was a foul on Muldrow. Neusat was right there to finger roll it back in, but the foul had already occurred against Xavier Muldrow.
Derek Ober and Ricky Wofford talked to the coach after the missed free throw by Muldrow. 28-15. Mark Lewis checks in. Derek Ober is going to be guarding Patterson. This is why he's in the game. Muldrow nails it. 28-16, 12-point deficit. And now Ober will switch to Vaughn Wright. The Penguins are playing a 2-3 zone, and he stepped out of bounds. Penguins could rally here. 28-16, 2 minutes to go.
Mark Lewis forced the issue, forced Patterson out of bounds, and the DUs get the ball back with 2:08 to go.
The man with the biggest heart, Mark Lewis. 28-16. Muldrow with 30 on the shot clock. 1:59 remains in the half to Jake. Hands off to Muldrow, almost loses the ball. 23 to go in the shot clock. Ober calling for men. 16 on the shot clock to Muldrow. 13 now. Lewis in trouble. He creates the shot himself. Takes it off glass and in. 10-point lead now CBU has.
That was classic. Lewis drives it in himself. The six-footer Lewis amid heavy traffic. A bunch of huge dudes in his face. And Lewis is able to make the shot. Now the Penguins steal it back away. Xavier over to Lewis, right side. Three ball on the way, in and out. Back down with it, and the Penguins had it for an instant. Ober wanted it called off of CBU, and I think Ober may have talked the referee into it.
He did. Ober fought so hard. He is fighting for minutes.
Clark has got it on the end line with 1:20 to go. The Penguins are down by 10. Inbounds, Neusat, top of the key to Ober. Right side, too far out. Here's Lewis, left side. Lewis drifts in, 1:10 to go. Jamal Clark's on the right wing now. Too far out to shoot, between the legs. Lewis, top of the key. 18 on the shot. Xander to Neusat. Double-handed hammer jam!
8-point lead, Stu.
28-20-55 after Neusat pounds home the deuce from close range. That's one of those, he hammer jammed it down. If he missed it, it would have bounced up and hit the ceiling off the rim. Driving in right side, Penguins, big time D. foul committed. No, it's a charging foul. A charging foul against Luke Evans. And the Penguins are going to get it back with 41 and a half seconds to go.
That's Luke Evans' first foul, Stu. And Evans is a machine. He had 24 the other day.
Came in a good time.
It did.
He was at close range. Could have closed out the half for Cal Baptist. Instead, the Penguins are going to get a shot at it. 36 seconds to 35. 34. The Penguins are down by 8. Clock rolls over. Left wing over. Oh, he wants a screen from Neusebb, but doesn't take it. He kicks it back out between the circles. Ricky behind the back. Good work. Wofford up with it. No whistle. Taken down on the rebound by Evans. Evans heaves it off 15 seconds. Out of bounds. Penguins are going to get it with 12 and a half.
And you heard the play there, Stu. They want to go ISO, but who?
Left side, 4-3 on the way. Clark missed it. 1. Buzzer, no. Possession. To the Lancers. Lancers are going to get the ball, but the foul is against on Ober. Sixteen foul committed by the Penguins. 6 committed by the Lancers, but there's less than 1 second to go, Pia. The ball, the clock will roll as soon as somebody touches it. On the way. Boy, that was close.
Oh, my God.
That was about an 85-foot shot. We are at halftime, fans, where the Penguins trail by 8, 28-20. Piob, your impressions so far for Cable Marin?
Look, the Penguins just didn't get the lid off the bucket. They could score with Cal Baptist. The defense is good enough to compete with this team. Both teams are undefeated. They are hungry. They know it's the PacWest game of the week. Stu, we have another nail biter, another one.
We'll see if the Penguins can hang on. I think it's just a question, much like the women's game, of loose ball, turnovers, sloppiness, and avoiding sloppiness.
Yes.
We'll have the second half for you, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. The stats are here, they're handed over, and we're ready to go. In the half, the Penguins have been struggling from the range, from three-point range. They haven't had anything to go for them except from the three ball that Ricky Wofford had and a three ball from Derek Ober. Derek Ober has been worried a lot about minutes. He's been worried a lot about playing time. But so far, the Penguins are in. They're only down by 8. And ladies and folks, they have 20 points in 100 minutes. And so far, they only have 8 turnovers to CBU's 10. So they're taking care of the ball. They're doing all right, but CBU is turning the ball over 2 more than them. And Derek Ober, who I think has to deliver here. He's 1-for-1 from three-point range. They're trying to give it inside to Jacob Neusat. He's 2-for-4. He has 4 points. The man of the hour, Ricky Wofford, has to get it going. He only took 3 shot attempts. And his only make was from three-point range. The person they have to look out for CBU is Justice Von Wright. In 12 minutes, he's got 9 points. So, Stu, the Penguins are in it. They're only down 8. What can they do?
Oh, they're definitely in it. They're in it in a huge way. And I just think they need to stop slopping it around. They'll be fine. It's the only thing that's gotten in the way.
Let's get ready, Penguin fans, for the start of the second half between the
Well, let's get ready to rumble. The second half whistle has started, and the Penguins are on D. They're ready. They're hungry. And the lineup, Ricky Wofford, Jacob Neusat, Xander McNally, Jamal Clark, and Haysbert, their starting lineup, all back in. Heisley will take it out for him. Start of the second half underway. Penguins still down 8. Von Wright, Tomalovich, Heisley, 24 on the shot clock now. Von Wright. Oh, Quick hands, Wolford, almost stolen away. 17 on the shot clock to Evans. Evans, a dangerous man. Evans back to Malevich. Isley with 10 on the shot clock. Guarded by Wolford. Picks up the screen by Evans. 7. Malevich, 3. Doesn't even hit iron. 4 on the shot clock. Isley, long 3, launches. 4. Wow. Call that a break. If you want a Kit Kat, come here. 31-20. Penguins down 11. Wolford got shot in the neck. And checking in for him is going to be Muldrow. He got shot in the neck. He took a shot from Isley. It's going to be a quick 30-second timeout for the substitution. This is bad if Wolford is out for the game. This is bad because he is the man they want. He's their energy man. He's a contributor. He's a true point guard.
Wolford got an elbow right in the neck, and it's almost like it hurt his larynx or his throat of some sort. He's being tended to now by Jesse Mazza as the Penguins get the ball from the sideline.
It looks like he can't breathe.
He's all right. I'm looking at him.
31-20. Penguins down 11. They were down 8 at half. Muldrow in. Xander in. They give it to the 6'8 Haysbert. He's in trouble. He wants to shoot every time, and that's not bad. Except that Evans and Von Dutch are guarding him like maniacs. 31-20. Penguins down 11. Penguin possession. Xander looking. He gives it to Haysbert. Right back to Xander. No. Guarded by Malevich. No whistle. Blocked by Evans off Malevich's fingers. Penguins retain possession with 7 on the shot clock.
Milovic was lying on his back when he bumped that thing back out of bounds. He was trying to get a hold of it after it was rejected out of the hands of Haysbert.
Malevich there's going to be a foul on CBU after trying to give the ball into Neusat. There's a foul on 40. That's Luke Evans. Second team's first foul of the half. Malevich has something wrapped on his left hand. I hope it's not his shooting hand, because that would affect him badly. Well, he did miss a 3 badly earlier. Inbounding Haysbert to Muldrow. 33 on the shot clock after the reset. Here comes Xander trying to find someone. They give it to Haysbert. 26 now. Clark. 3-point play underway. 31-22. They cut it to single digits now. The foul's going to be on Von Wright. That was a great pass by the big man, Haysbert. He stands at 6'8", but this man could pass it. He could shoot from mid-range, and he could play inside. He's listed at 6'8", but he plays more like a power forward. Off back iron, tipped up, and it's going to be CBU ball in transition. Is Fisk. Fisk to Isley. Isley made a big dagger 3 earlier to give them an 11-point lead. 21 on the shot clock. Penguins down 9, 31-22. Evans has the ball. This guy's built like a machine, folks. There's going to be a travel. Oh, wait, no. It's a foul on the floor. It's a foul on the Penguins.
Is that number 43?
It's on Connor Haysbert. There's going to be a reset on the shot clock now. So 31-22. Penguins down 9. Isley looking. He finds Von Wright. Mid-range J underway. Doesn't even hit iron. And there's a foul on Von Wright. Von Wright may have lost his temper a bit after airballing that. I would lose my temper too if I missed it from that short.
He followed it in, and Xavier Muldrow had come up with the rebound. Well, it wasn't really a rebound because it never bounced off of anything. It was a total airball, and it went right into the hands of Xavier Muldrow, and Von Wright followed it in and then jumped all over the top of little old Xavier Muldrow.
Bad news for the Penguins. The Penguin killer all day, Patterson, checks in. 31-22. Penguins down 9. 18-10 to go. Clark dribbles. Gets that one to glow. Go. Clark has been delivering the Penguins for a while. 31-24. Penguins down 7.
Patterson was the high scorer in the first half for CBL.
Isley to Patterson. Patterson guarded by Neusat. He gets it off right away. Von Wright with ball, guarded by McNally. Evans from the line, off back iron, and the long rebound goes to the shortest man on the floor, Muldrow. 31-24, Penguins down 7. Muldrow.
The fastest man on the floor.
And fastest. Muldrow stands at 5'9". He gives it to Connor. Connor, 360 moving in. Look at this man go. Number 43 for the Penguins, Connor Haysbert. 31-26.
Haysburg backpedaling the length of the court is just completely jacked.
There's going to be an official timeout here because there's a cut on Xander McNally's elbow. So they got to get that cleaned up. Angelo Dundee is our Jesse Mazda. He's going to get that wrapped up for him. And checking in, Mark Lewis. Mark Lewis has been clutch all day for the Penguins. He made two key shots against GCU. Two clutch shots last game against Dixie State. 31-26. Penguins down five. After the shot, Haysburg. Isley finds Patterson. Patterson Von Wright over Nate Neusat. There's a foul on the floor holding, and it's on the Penguins. It's on
Neusat.
It's on Neusat. Oh, Mark Lewis. Second team foul on the half. Mark Lewis is first. 31-26. Penguins still down five. 35 on the shot clock. Patterson with the ball, guarded by Lewis. To Isley, good D Muldrow. And it's gonna be off. It is going to be off CBU. Penguins with the ball. Lancers turn it over. Penguin possession. Jamal Clark in. Lewis in. Haysbert in. Neusat in. And Muldrow takes it out. 31-26. 16:51 on the clock. Gives it to Lewis. Muldrow has two hands on the ball. Gives it to Neusat. Neusat gets it turned over. Evans is the best player they have. Oh, cross-court pass. Blocked by Clark. He says nonsense. Get that out of here. I stand at 6'6", and I could jump. 31-26. Key save, Jamal Clark.
That was huge.
Look, Jamal Clark not all of... Oh, alley-oop. The Penguins got to guard that. Von Wright got an easy one there. 33-26. That was that easy. Jamal Clark, that block didn't even matter. Lewis to Muldrow. They give it back to Clark. Clark wants to do something with it. He's guarded by Deanne. Clark gets it tipped away from Deanne. They could let that sail out of bounds. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Now 10. Muldrow forcing it in now. Three ball. Oh, baby! 33-29. Or 28. That was a two ball. He got a foot on the line. So Penguins down 33-28. Another turnover. Penguins ready. McNally. He'll give it to Lewis. Three. Rise and fire. Let's go. 33-21. The 11-point lead from CBU has been down to two. Derek Ober's ready to check in. Turnovers are killing CBU, and Penguins are capitalizing. First, a jump shot by Muldrow, then a three ball by Lewis. These guys were key to the Penguins' victory over CBU in Riverside. Neusat fouls Evans. We have a media timeout, ladies and gentlemen. Stu, the Penguins are back in it. Two-point lead that CBU has. What can the Penguins do to get the lead?
Well, the Penguins have done everything they need to do right now. They're capitalizing on the turnovers. Every mistake the Cal Baptist makes, the Penguins seem to fire back with a couple of points at least, unless you're Mark Lewis from the corner with a big three. I'll tell you, the big one for me was Xavier Muldrow running that ball back in with 9 seconds from the other end of the court, bringing it up himself, and then firing off the long deuce. That was huge.
Huge. I love the intensity. I'm looking at the bench. These guys are ready. They were clapping all the time. They're listening to Coach Booker T. Harris. Booker T. Harris magic, what Stu calls it. I hope so. The Penguins, the first time in a while I heard this, that the Penguins are in the PacWest game of the week. And they earned it. They won two straight against what people would say, the co-champions of the PacWest.
That's
GCU
right.
And Dixie State, the Penguins earned it.
Our next broadcast, fans, comes on January 19th. Chaminade University in the house. 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. We'll have it for you live.
And again, Chaminade, they've been playing great, great basketball. They're 2-0 in the PacWest. And people are saying that Dominican and Chaminade are the worst teams in the league last year. They're in first place.
Yeah, both are in first place. Here we go, fans.
Evans will have a trip to the line. Evans put up 24 points against Academy of Art University. First one underway, gets that one to go. Luke Evans averages 16 points a game. This guy is a forward center. He's been playing mostly center, and he's been guarding Jeff Neusat the entire game. Or Jacob Neusat, sorry. Long rebound, Neusat. 33 on the shot clock, 34-31. Penguins down three. Penguins could use a bucket here. Obers in. Tip to Lewis. Lewis guarded by Patterson. Patterson has been the Penguin killer. McNally to Ober. Ober, Lewis, Muldrow. 16 on the shot clock. They swing it to McNally. McNally gives a pass inside. 10 on the shot clock. Shot Neusat. Doesn't get that one to go. 34-31. Penguins down three. Vaughn Wright has made two threes in the game. Give it to Malevich. Now they give it to Jury. There's Jury duty that Muldrow's guarding. He's got Jury duty. Malevich to Jury. 17 on the shot clock. Evans. Evans help D. Gives it to Vaughn Wright. Three. That's good. 37-31. They stop the Penguin run. Penguins down six. McNally. Ober. 29 on the shot clock. Muldrow with the ball. Ober to McNally. 23 on the shot clock. Woodford ready to check in. That ball is tipped, and it's a turnover. And there's a foul. It's on Mark Lewis. 12 turnovers that CBU has to the Penguins 9. So that adds up. Penguins have 10 on the night. Penguins down 37-31. 14:05 to play. Again, happy anniversary to my mom and dad, 22 years.
You're not kidding. That is fantastic stuff. Your folks, shout out to your mom and dad today. What a huge day.
They want 14:01 on the game clock, so there's an official timeout. Since there's an official timeout, if you want the game between Saints and Detroit Lions, Saints finish it, win 45-28. So Niners will be facing them in the playoffs. 37-31, Penguins down six, 14 minutes to go. Jury with the ball. 27 on the shot clock. They give movement on Patterson, guarded by Woodford. Ober guarding Patterson now. Patterson under pressure. Ober could play good D. 19 on the shot clock. Jury gets it stripped by Woodford, and Woodford almost forced another turnover. Woodford with a quick hands. He stands at 5'9". 17 on the shot clock. Vaughn Wright will bring it in. Vaughn Wright made two key three-pointers and made a three-pointer to stop the Penguin run earlier. Jury guarded by Woodford again. 10 on the shot clock now. Almost falls over. Patterson now with the ball. 8 seconds. Gets it stripped by Ober. 5 seconds. He gets the ball back. 3 seconds. 2-1. They can't get it off. Shot clock violation. Jury didn't even know when to get the ball off.
Jury had no idea the clock was running down.
The DU crowd going crazy. They know this is big when turnovers are forced. Muldrow gets subbed in for Woodford. Woodford now with the ball. Woodford drives the lane. Looking for Ober. Ober's getting guarded by Patterson. Haysbert with the ball inside. He gets fouled and he gets a trip to the line. I told you, this guy stands at 6'8". You're going to think that he wants to play inside, but he's versatile. He's versatile. He could shoot from the outside. He could shoot that mid-range J, and this guy could pass. So, two from the line. He's one for three on the night, folks. 37-31. Last points came from the three ball from Vaughn Wright. First one underway. He nails it. Nothing but swish. Connor Haysbert has grown a lot from last year. I don't mean height. I mean mentally. This man has the attitude of a champion. 37-22. 37-22. Rebound Clark. Puts it up. 37-24. Penguins down three. And you see the look on Wolford's face. He's smiling. He knows that this is big. 13 minutes to go. Jury with the ball. Jury with the ball. Jury passes it. What a great quick pass Malevich gave. They heave it. They heave it. I mean heave it to Von Wright. There's a foul on Ober. 17 seconds on the shot clock. They're going to reset that. Ober's first foul. Ober has earned his minutes. Not because of his offensive three ball. It's because of defense he's playing on Von Wright and Patterson. 37-34. Penguins down three. Jury with the ball. Jury looks for a cutting Patterson. He finds him. Patterson all the way. They give it to Von Wright. Three ball. Missed it, but there's a turnover. They stepped out of bounds. And the Penguins are in business. There's a timeout, CBU. We will be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Welcome back, Radio.Dominican.edu. I'm Patrick Kayabyab alongside my good old friend Stuart Horn. We have a nail biter again in the Conlin Center against Cal Baptist University from Riverside. Penguins down 37-34 with 12 minutes, 32 to go. McNally with the ball. McNally with the ball. McNally to Ober. 26 on the shot clock. Wofford with the ball now. Finds Haysbert. Haysbert in trouble. He's guarded by Evans. He's going to draw. He's going to put on the floor. Clark with 17 on the ball. Ober, good foot fake. He'll shoot a fadeaway. Shot. He could score, my friend. Derek Ober has earned his minutes.
Big time 360 from the left elbow, and that was fading away and buckling to bring the Penguins within one.
37-36, Penguins down one. Across court, pass to Patterson. Ober wears 24, and he shot the ball like Kobe Bryant. That was a fadeaway. Nice swish, too. With the ball in the corner's eyes, they give it to Evans. Evans got an easy one there. He shot it over Haysbert. Haysbert gave ground, but that was too easy for Evans. Evans averages 16 a game. McNally with the ball, 39-36. 11:33 to go. Patterson guarding Ober. Ober to Wofford. Wofford. You see the Penguin crowd screaming offense. They give it to McNally. McNally with 13. 12. Haysbert gets fouled. He gets a trip to the line. Media timeout. When we come back, Haysbert's got two. Radio.Dominican.edu. Pac West, game of the week. Dominican versus Cal Baptist. Dominican's down 39-36, but Haysbert's to the line. And Haysbert's ready to shoot this one. Misses that one off back iron. Haysbert's been struggling from the line. He's 2-for-5 on the night. Here's his second. Patterson has been killing the Penguins, but so has Von Wright. Nails that one to go. We got a sub. Neustadt's going to come in for Haysbert. And Haysbert's hearing it from the crowd. They love the effort he's put in. 39-37. Penguins down two. 11 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the game. Patterson with the ball, guarded by Clark. Clark, quick hands, gives it to Isley. Isley with 24 on the shot clock. To Von Wright, to Isley. Isley, Von Wright. They're playing catch. It's back to Isley. 15 seconds on the shot clock. This means good D by the Penguins. Von Wright guarded by the 5'9 Wofford. To Patterson. Patterson, good fake. He'll drive the lane. Off back iron, there's going to be a foul on the Penguins. And it's going to be on Jacob Neustadt. That is Neustadt's. That is Neustadt's second foul. To the line now. It's going to be Patterson. Ivan Patterson has been a Penguin killer. He's 5-for-8. He has 10 points in 22 minutes, and he misses his first free throw. He's 46% from the line. Patterson, shot, nails that one. And here comes Wofford. 40-37, Penguins down three. 10:38 to go. McNally with the ball. McNally to Neustadt. Three ball Wofford, rise and fire, doesn't even hit rim. Here comes the Lancers in transition to Patterson. And the ball comes out, and it's going to be Lancer ball. So far, this has become a half-court game. the Lancers have got the Penguin crowd out of it. 40-37, Penguins down three. 10-24 in the game. There's going to be a whistle. And maybe it's the shot clock. Yep, the shot clock needs to be at 30. The shot clock is at 20. 40-37. Evans with the ball. Evans passes it. Now it's Isley. Turnover. Wofford in transition. One-on-one Isley. Wofford lays it up. McNally tries to dunk it home. He can't. Another turnover. That's forced by Derek Ober. Ober gets hit in the mouth. And now they're going to run a quick half-court offense. 10 minutes, 5 seconds in the game. Wofford to Neustadt. McNally, three ball rise. No. Rebound Isley. And there's going to be a block on McNally. Patterson shows great sportsmanship. They help him up. But there's a foul, and that's the Penguins' seventh team foul. And maybe, yeah, CBU will have a trip to the line. As Rich Mendoza, assistant coach for the Dominican Penguins, looks at his statistics, they're going to check out Isley. That was a bad foul that McNally made because that sent Isley to the line. They didn't even cross half court. McNally missed a three ball, tried to draw a charge. 41-37, Penguins down four. Shot again, Isley. Nails both of them. This is a point guard. He could shoot the free throws. 42-37, Penguins down five now. 9 minutes, 52 to go. Wofford to Ober. Ober to McNally. McNally to Wofford. 25 on the shot clock. Penguins are in motion. Ober had it in the key. They give it to McNally. McNally with 17. They give it to Neustadt. Neustadt makes a post move. He loses the ball, gets it back. 12 on the shot clock, and he's fouled. Oh, jump ball. And it's going to stay here. It's going to be Penguin ball. Jacob Neustadt tried to create contact. With 10 seconds on the shot clock, Ober will sit. Same with McNally. Checking in, Ober and Muldrow. Clark, Neustadt, and Wofford will stay on the floor. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They're trying to find someone. They give it to Neustadt. Neustadt thinking about it. He'll drive it in on Evans. And he gets, no, with contact, there's no call. CBU's pushing. 32 on the shot clock, 42-37. Penguins down three. They haven't had the lead in a while. Reed Isley tries to pass it to Evans. They turn it over. 42-37, 9 minutes, nine to go. Wofford gets the call from Coach Booker T. Harris. Wofford looking for a cutting Lewis. He doesn't get him.
Almost turns it over.
Almost turns it over. It's tipped by CBU. And now McNally returns. He'll inbound. He's got his right elbow wrapped after blood has been splurted out. 20 seconds on the shot clock to Muldrow. Muldrow to Lewis. Lewis with the ball. He's barking out orders. 14 on the shot clock. 12, finding people in motion. 9 on the shot clock. 8, McNally with 6. McNally with 5. McNally, 4, 3, 2, 1, lays it up and in. 42-39. What a big time take that was by Xander McNally.
That's classic McNally right there. Keep the Penguins right in it.
42-39. Stewart loves that play.
I do.
Penguins down three. They give it to Patterson in the corner. He'll take it on Neustadt, and they're gonna call a charge. The Penguins get the ball back. 42-39. 8 minutes, 17 to go. Jamal Clark, the swing man, will deliver it to Xander McNally. This is a big possession. Can they bring it? Can they tie it, or can they bring it to one? Lewis to Muldrow. Muldrow, the fastest man on the planet, to Lewis. Lewis gives it to Neustadt. They give it in. This is easy for him, and he puts it in. 1 point lead now. CBU has 42-41. Now they're pressuring. They give it to Evans. Evans almost turned it over. 42-41. Penguin bench screaming defense. 7:45 left in the game. Isley with the ball. Isley in trouble. Isley to Von Wright. He'll take it into Jake himself. And he gets that to go with the left hand.
Boy, that was pretty. Just off the glass with some English on it and pulled it across.
Von Wright finished with 20 the other day, and the Penguins turn it over after a baseball pass by Jamal Clark. And Patterson drops the ball. Media timeout. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican is in the house. I'm Patrick Kayabyab. Stuart Horn's right next to me. And the Penguins are down 3. But they have the advantage to tie it or bring it to 1 again.
The opportunity to tie it. That is, the D who's got it after some sloppy play by CBU. Went out off the end line.
CBU has 18 turnovers on the night, and the Penguins have 11. 11, that's still bad. They're in double digits. And almost turned over there. Von Wright with the quick hands.
Von Wright was going to run that thing back for a 99-yard score, but yeah, it went right out of bounds off of his foot, and the D's get it back luckily.
Like a kick return from Ted Ginn. McNally heaves it to Lewis with 7:07 left in the game. This is a big possession. Muldrow almost threw it away. But Lewis is there. Lewis calm with 10 seconds. Lewis with the ball with 9 seconds. They give it to Clark. Clark drives the lane. Gets swatted. But the Penguins fight for possession. They have it. McNally caught up in the air. They give it to Neusett. Neusett.
Ah.
Neusett again with the foul. They could have tied the game here. 44-43.
That was Neusett. Set up by McNally falling out of bounds, saved it, heaved it over to Neusett, who got 2 shots on goal. After getting his rebound after the first one, he was managed to put it down and bring the Penguins within 1 and an opportunity to tie the game.
Scott Calhoun, Hunter Hornstein working the cameras. They tuned in for a good one. Neusett shot, that's off, that's short. But it will be Penguin ball. With active hands, the Penguins are doing it. If they can't grab it, tip it. And they tipped it off a CBU Lancer. Oh, my.
Out of bounds.
6:41 in the game. Clark with the ball. 35 on the shot clock. McNally with the ball now. 32 in the shot clock. Back to Clark. Clark's in the key. They want to give it to Jake. They can't. And he'll take it in himself. And he has another chance for the 3-point play. And guess what, Stu, my friend? The Penguins have the lead.
The shot by Clark went down, and he was fouled on the way up. But he managed to stay with it, get the deuce, and he'll go to the line. Now with the Penguins leading by 1 and an opportunity to make it 2.
45-44. Can Jamal Clark bring it to 2? Isley, the point guard, telling his teammates to put his hands up. Here's a shot. Doesn't come in. This is big. And it will be Lancer ball.
Wow, they called that. I'm not totally convinced that was correct.
I'm not either.
But the referee was very close to the play. There were 4 Lancers and Jacob Neusett,
yeah,
going after the ball, and they said it went out of bounds off of Neusett.
And we didn't have a good angle there. And it's turned over. McNally, here comes the second half rally. Neusett dunks it home. With thunderous jams, the Penguins are in it. 3-point lead, 47-44. 6:06 to go. They give it to Patterson, that's easy. 47-46, Penguins up 1. 5:57. Can McNally rally his troops? He's a point guard.
Can McNally rally? Yes,
McNally,
he can. On the way.
Rallies! He floated it over. 49-46. Penguins up 3 with Von Wright with the ball.
The give and go from Neusett, and then Neusett set the screen for McNally to drift in.
Isley to Von Wright. He's thinking 3 ball. He doesn't. He gives it back to Isley. Isley to Von Wright. Checking into the game is Kevin Deeb, who was on fire in the first half.
Momentum has switched back and forth all
it's
night.
It's tipped up. McNally has the ball, and they're going to call Penguin ball.
Yeah, it ended up between the legs of one of the Lancers, and that's a kick.
That was Deeb. Deeb kicked it, and Coach Booker T. Harris calls timeout. We have energy. and we have lights. The Penguins are up by 3, 49-46, 5 minutes 15 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. One, two, three, let's go, DU. Penguins are up 3. That was the countdown. 49-46, 5:15 in the game. And Muldrow is ready to play. He brings it past half court. Lewis cuts. He wants the ball, and he has it. 27 on the shot clock to McNally. McNally to Neusat, and that's a reverse score. 51-46, the biggest lead for the Penguins. They're up 5. Isley guarded by Muldrow. The team screaming defense. 51-46, 4:44. Evans is guarded by Neusat. You have to watch out for him. And same with Vaughn Wright. Isley has the ball. 13 on the shot clock. Isley tries a crossover. Isley to Deeb for 3. Deeb is greedy. 51-49. That cuts the Penguin lead to 2. 4:20 to go. Muldrow ready to go. 24 on the shot clock. 21. The clock keeps ticking. Muldrow trying to find the cutting McNally. He gives it to Neusat. Back to Clark. Clark wants to drive. Clark does. He floats it off. But Neusat tips it in. Neusat has been money. 53-49. Penguins 4. And almost stolen Lewis. Lewis, they give it to Evans. Evans! A blocking foul on McNally. We have a media timeout, and Evans will go to the line. Radio.Dominican.edu. We're back. Another tight one here in the Conlin Center. Evans is at the line, and he could cut the Penguins' lead to 1.
Can you believe it? I mean, after the game Tuesday against GCU, the Penguins squeaked out. Then the game Thursday, the Penguins won by 1 point over Dixie in overtime. And now another one coming right down to the wire. This is unbelievable stuff.
53-51. Evans to the line. Makes it. 53-52. 3:47. We have Muldrow, Ober, Lewis, Neusat, and Haysbert. They're going big. Ober gives it to Lewis. 25 on the shot clock. Penguins up 1. Lewis in trouble. They give it to Muldrow. GCU stepping it up on D. Ober. Ober again with 15 on the shot clock. They give it to Muldrow. He's the point guard. They want to give it to Jake. They do. Jake with 9. To Muldrow. That hit our computer. Stu, if you guys heard that, it hit our computer, but that's a turnover by the Penguins.
I think Neusat was intended to hit me with the pass. He was a little short and hit the computer instead.
Hey, Stu, you could shoot the 3 ball. He saw you during warm-ups.
I can dunk over Neusat if I had to.
You can. Stuart Horn stands in at 7-1. 53-52. Right. Penguins up 1. 3:07 in the game. Isley guarded by Lewis. They give it to Malevich. He could shoot. It's misses. Back iron. Long rebound goes to Vaughn Wright. Lancer's ball. 2:55 to go. Isley with the ball. Isley gets the play from his coach. Booker T. Harris is screaming at his Penguins. They're playing man. They take it to Vaughn Wright. 3 ball over. And they're going to push it. And it's going to be Penguin ball. 2:38 left in the game. Penguins still up 1. McNally will check in. Same with Clark. Ober sits, and same with Lewis. Oh, excuse me. Lewis stays in. Haysbert checks out.
No foul. Correction.
There was no foul. But it was a turnover.
The ball hit the wire that holds the standard behind the backboard, and that makes it a dead ball, Penguin ball.
Good eyes, Stu. 53-52. 2:27 left in the game. To Neusat, the man from Santa Rosa, is guarded by Evans, and it's turned over by McNally. Good long reach, but McNally turns it over right again. He has the ball. Over to Lewis. Lewis wants a quick pass. Neustadt's open. That's an iffy pass if he gives it over. Lewis with 25 on the shot clock. 2 minutes in the game. Wolford drives to Lewis. Three ball. Off back iron. Clark. Clark puts it in. 55-52. Penguins up three. 1:47. This is big minutes for both teams. CBU shoots it at 53. Dominican shoots it at 48. 20 on the shot clock. They give it to Evans. Neustadt guarding him. There's going to be a push. There's a check. It's a hand check foul on Neustadt. And that's going to bring Evans to the line. Oh, man. That was a ticky-tack call. Or ticky-tack foul, excuse me.
It was a foul for sure.
But they had to call it.
No, they had to call that. There's no doubt, even though I guess it could have gone either way, but really, Neustadt at this point, 1.5 to go. They had to call that.
Nails the first one, Evans does. Neustadt has 3 fouls on the night.
Yeah.
2 more, he's done.
Yeah, but there's only 93 seconds to play.
Shot Evans, nails both.
Yep. It's a 1-point game, fans.
Evans a center that could shoot the J. If he needs to, at least. Again, Evans had 24 against the Urban Knights, and that game went into overtime. Neustadt misses the easy one. He gets his own rebound. Neustadt's fouled, and he has 2. He has a trip for 2. 55-54. Penguins up one. 1:17.
Neustadt has gotten really good at drawing the foul. If he doesn't get the shot off cleanly, he manages to draw the foul and put himself on the line, where he's a pretty good shooter. 9 fouls for both squads.
Jacob Neustadt stands at 6'8", but they list him as a guard. Neustadt shoots it. Misses the first one. 55-54. And they are screaming to GCBU to box out. 1:17 to go. 2nd free throw on the way for Neustadt. Makes it 56-54. This is big minutes. 1:16 to go. 1:14 now to go with Isley handling the ball. This is pressure. 1:07. 1:06. They give it to Vaughn Wright. This man could shoot it. Back to Isley. Vaughn Wright's in motion. Same with Malevich. Vaughn Wright. They give it to Evans. Evans 360 move. Easy move. 56-56. Game's tied. 53 seconds to go in the game. 50 seconds. And coach Booker T. Harris calls a timeout at the right time. 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Alright, fans, we are back on radio.dominican.edu. Less than 1 minute. In fact, it's 48.6 seconds. Piob on the mic. Wait a minute now.
CBU calls a 30-second timeout.
Now CBU can follow up a timeout on the back of the Penguins timeout. And we'll stay right here. It's 56 up, fans. 48.6 seconds to go. CBU wanted to see what Coach Booker T. Harris was going to put out on the floor. And then they called a timeout subsequent to the Penguins timeout just to see what Harris was going to put out there. Now they're adjusting down on CBU's end. The Penguins are going to have possession. And the end of the timeout has come. This is where the Penguins have been pretty tough. 30 seconds on the shot clock. And the Penguins will have possession. Attacking the northern hoop. Clark will bring it in. Piob on the mic.
That was the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, with 44 seconds on the clock. Penguins cannot afford a turnover. McNally with 40, 20 on the shot clock. Back to Lewis, 18 on the shot clock.
The Penguins want to get this last shot in, Piob.
McNally with 13, with 12. McNally guarded by Isley to Jacob Neustadt. And he turns it over. 22 seconds left in the game. This is big. CBU with 17. There's a timeout and a good one called by the CBU head coach, Tim Collins. with 15 seconds left in the game. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu.
We're down to 15 seconds, 15.2. And the Penguins are going to need a defensive stop and a score to get out of this one with another miracle. Can they make it three in a row, P-Op? Three miracles in 1 week? We'll know, fans. Coming up, here's P-Op.
This is the pressure cooker. Von Wright will take it out. They give it to Isaac. 13 on the shot. 12. 11. Isley guarded by Muldrow. 9. Isley gives it to Evans. 6 seconds. They can't leave a shooter open. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Isley. And it's missed. It's going to overtime.
Two games in a row, fans. We're going to overtime. Two games in a row, PM.
Stu, I'm shocked. Why did Isley take that shot? He hasn't shot a three ball all night.
That would have finished it. It would have landed. Well, it would have landed and won the game for them. They wanted to set it up with 15.2 seconds to go. They fired the three in hopes of winning. It was a little bit left. And now we have overtime for the second game in a row. 5 minute overtime. Piab and I will be back. 45 seconds, radio.dominican.edu.
Two games in a row for both teams. CBU was in overtime against Academy of Art. They won by one. Dominican was in overtime against Dixie State. They won by one. Just like the famous Michael Buffer says, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble. We have a rumble in the Dominican jungle. Neusat will tip it with Evans. Tipped. Penguins lose the tip, but McNally has the loose ball. They're pushing it. He'll take it in himself to Clark. Double clutch move, rebounded by Von Wright. With 4 minutes, 46 seconds left in overtime, Coach Booker T. Harris got himself in a good one again. 56-56. Isley missed a three. And McNally almost had the loose ball. Possession stays with the Lancers. 4:31 left in overtime. 17 on the shot clock for CBU. And taking it out is Patterson, who's been killing the Penguins all night. It's going to be blue on the possession again. Referee just clarifying that 17 will remain on the shot clock. Isley has it with 15. To Patterson with 13. To Evans, back to Isley with 10. 9. Von Wright, 3. And he got that one to go. 59-56, Penguins down 3 now. They had the lead going in. 59-56, Penguins down 3. 4:05 left in overtime. McNally wants to give it a noise set. That's their go-to guy. Muldrow back to McNally. McNally back to Muldrow. 13 on the shot clock. He puts up the number 3. That's their play. Muldrow under pressure with 7 seconds. He'll lay it up itself. It's tipped by Clark, but rebound Von Wright, and it's going to be Penguin ball. It's going to be Penguin ball. It was off Von Wright's fingertips. The pressure from McNally made him lose possession. 59-56, Penguins still down 3. We have a rumble in the Dominican jungle again.
McNally can really force the issue.
Almost turned over. Patterson with the quick hands. Coach Booker T. Harris calling for reversal. They give it to Neusat. Neusat in the inside. 360 move. And he gets called for a charge. That's 4 fouls on Jacob Neusat. Jacob Neusat has been playing big minutes his whole career in a Dominican uniform. He's been their go-to man. If he sits out and he gets 5 fouls, who do the Penguins put in for his place? He is big.
Haysbert.
Is listed at 6'8 as well as Neusat, but Neusat is a big man that is listed as a guard standing at 6'8.
He's been a scoring machine tonight, too.
Penguins down 3. He's stripped. Isley is, but he gets the ball back, and they are up 5. 61-56. 3 minutes, 2 seconds to go. And Coach Booker T. Harris calls a timeout at a right time. Radio.Dominican.edu. We'll be right back. With 2:58 left in the game, Penguins are down 5, and Derek Ober checks in. Derek Ober has been playing big-time minutes. Lewis has it in overtime with 61-56, Penguins down. Ober has the ball now. 16 seconds, picks up the screen by Neustadt. Patterson guarding Ober. Quick pass, and it's turned over. McNally turns it over. 61-56, they need a stop here. 2:30 left in overtime. Isley to Vaughn Wright, guarded by Clark. This is a good matchup now. And Malevich with the ball. Malevich to Isley. Isley will guard, will drive, loses the ball. Vaughn Wright thinks three. He'll lay it up and in. Penguins down 7. 63-56. 2 minutes in overtime. The Penguins need to score in this drive. They need to.
They haven't scored yet in the overtime.
63-56. Ober with the ball. Wants motion. He's trying to cross over Patterson. Patterson hacks at him. 63-56. 12 on the shot clock. Lewis directing traffic. Picks up the screen by Neustadt. This is time for three ball. Lewis off front iron. Doesn't even score. GCU or CBU pushing. They're wasting time. Patterson drives. Patterson gets it to go. They're up 9. 65-56, a 30-second timeout. Booker T. Harris calls. We'll be back. Radio.Dominican.edu. Welcome back. Penguins down 9 with a minute 19 left. Penguins can come back. They're down by 3 scores. Ober to Lewis, 22 on the shot clock. They give it to McNally. Jump shot, he nails it, and that's at a good time. Those are the Penguins' first three in overtime. 65-59, Penguins down 6. Vaughn Wright almost loses the handle. They'll give it to Isley. Isley in trouble. They give it to Malevich with 23 on the shot clock. 50 seconds left in overtime, and they foul him. And Isley, who's 56% from the free throw line, has a chance now.
Mark Lewis reached around there after the coach yelled at him, foul, foul, stop the ball. That's a good call by Harris.
They needed to stop the clock there. First one by Isley. Isley made 2 earlier, and he misses that one. Isley, a 56% free throw shooter. Everyone's ready for this crowd to erupt, and he makes that one. 66-59. Penguins down 7. Ober pushing it. Ober pushing it with 44 seconds. Ober shoots it off front iron, and that was a forced shot. They needed to just put it up. And calling timeout is CB. Oh, no, there's a foul on Jamal Clark. That's his first foul of the game, and we're in overtime. 66-59, Penguins down 7. 38.4, Isley shooting again. His first attempt is made.
That hurts, 8-point game with 38 seconds to go.
Isley second on point. Down 9, Penguins are. Long pass to McNally. McNally's fouled, and they call the and one. He has a 3-point play underway. Penguins down 68-61. 33 seconds left in the game. The foul is on Luke Evans, and he's done. Luke Evans is a machine, and he's built like one. Luke Evans, he'll finish the game with 16 points, or 9 points, and 7 rebounds. Josh Deeb will check in, replacing Luke Evans. Timeout, Cal Baptist. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. We are back. Radio.dominican.edu with 33 seconds left in the game. Penguins are down 7, but McNally is at the line.
Xander McNally on the line, shooting one.
You know, Piab, with 33 and a half seconds left, the Penguins, if McNally makes this, will only be down 6. It's still a lot of time.
Ricky Wooford has been scoring in double digits each of his games, only has 3 points. McNally's free throw is good. He's a 91% three-point free throw shooter. Ricky Wolford's in, and he's ready to deliver. CBU with the ball. Malevich gets warned by the referee that he was holding onto Ober. But with 33 seconds left, CBU wants to waste clock. And this is a big heave to Patterson. He's all alone. And he'll dunk that home. 70-62. They need the game clock to 31 seconds. It was down to 29. 70-62. CBU up 8.
Returning for the Dominican, number 32, Xander McNally.
McNally will check in for Derek Ober. Penguins down 8 with 31 seconds left. They're down by 4 possessions. And they're pushing it. Lewis pushing. 27. 3 ball. Off. Rebounded. Vaughn Wright. And they give it to Patterson. This is easy. And he gets fouled by Mark Lewis. He has 2 to shoot with 17 seconds to go. That's Lewis's 4th foul. And you see Lewis is frustrated after that foul. I haven't seen Lewis this frustrated in a while. Penguins down 70-62.
Lancers, Ivan Patterson, shooting 2.
Ivan Patterson has been a Penguin killer all night. And nails the first one. Patterson has 14 points on the game. And he has 15 points on the night.
10-point game with 17 seconds. Pretty tough.
72-62. Wolford misses it. Rebound, Penguin ball.
8 seconds.
8 seconds left in overtime, folks. 72-62. Penguins down 10. McNally inbounding it. They need to find a shooter quick. And they give it to Wolford. 5 seconds.
Loose ball.
4. And the Penguins lose this one.
They fall.
The Penguins lose this one. And they fall in second place, tied with Dixie State with a record of 2-1. They fought a tough one in the Collins Center. I'm signing off. Patrick Kayabyab, radio.dominican.edu.